Good evening. It's Monday, the 17th of August 2015, at the tail end of a day of high drama at the Royal Commission into Trade Union Governance and Corruption. High drama, but not totally unexpected drama. Over the weekend, the Australian Financial Review's Philip Khoury, and this is a fellow with really good connections into the Labor Party, reported that the trade union movement would be quite happy for Royal Commissioner Dyson Heydon to stay put. Because in their view, if he does stay put, at the end of the Royal Commission's hearings, when it hands in its report, the Labor Party will be able to say, well, this guy's discredited. You can't believe anything that he's put forward. I note a couple of comments today, one from a big bad property developer in particular, that the letter from Peter Gordon acting for the ACTU doesn't seem to reflect a man who's got his heart in the application. I think BBPD said Peter Gordon's heart isn't in this letter that he's written to the Royal Commission asking him to disqualify himself. And I think she's right. The ALP-ACTU strategy at present is to create a lot of noise, have their mates in the media make a lot of commentary, get the focus of attention onto this raising of doubt about the Royal Commissioner and his apprehended bias, whatever you want to call it, perceptions of bias, so that at the end of the Royal Commission, Labor will be able to point to all of this doubt, all of this drama, and deflect attention from the core issues. And what are the core issues? Well, over the last 18-odd months, we have seen chapter and verse, exquisite evidence, sworn evidence, tested by cross-examination, tested by people having their chance in the witness box to give their explanations themselves if they're the one who is implicated. And time and time and time again, these stories of significant, I was going to say massive, and that's probably the right word, massive, endemic, systemic corruption throughout the trade union movement. It's not an isolated instance, which is what the trade union movement itself tried to portray when Michael Williamson and Craig Thompson first came to prominence. It's not isolated to just those two. It's not just a couple of bad eggs. It's systemic. And if that organisation was healthy, if it cared about cleaning corruption out of its ranks, it would welcome the work of Dyson Heydon. It wouldn't concern itself with a peripheral issue, you know, this question of whether he knew that this was a Liberal Party fundraiser at the time that he accepted the invitation. I mean, for goodness sakes, how petty is the issue? The man didn't give the speech, didn't participate, didn't agree to participate in fundraising for the Liberal Party. It's a side issue and we shouldn't be distracted by it. I think the Commissioner's reaction to the ACTU application today was perfect, and I'd summarise it by saying this. The Commissioner, I think, will look to have the ACTU's application completely dealt with. He'll give them every opportunity to put their best foot forward. He would want the matters to be absolutely ventilated, completely transparently, openly, honestly, access to all documents, all information, and a final determination made about it. That's the risk for the Labor Party and the ACTU. They won't want that to happen. Dyson Heydon is a much smarter legal brain, I think, than the legal brains the ACTU has advising them, which, curiously, commences with Peter Gordon, the former managing partner at Slater and Gordon. I think at the end of this process, which shouldn't take more than a week or two, we will have a clear, factual and legally binding determination about this apprehension of bias. It'll go away. Dyson Heydon will be cleared and the Royal Commission will proceed to its frightening findings. Frightening, that is, if you're a corrupt union official.